Ah, yes. Final hour. Beamer in for Bowerly. You know, we've done three, I wouldn't say all negative hours, but three, like, you know, kind of current events and, you know, stuff we're supposed to talk about, but I don't know. I want to bring it up a little bit this last hour, but Derek has been so patient in Niagara Falls. He will be the final say on the Chick-fil-A topic. Derek, thanks for hanging on during the news.
Hey, good afternoon, Joe. How you doing today?
Doing well, Derek. Your thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts are that, you know, Chick-fil-A has had this no closed on Sunday policy as long as I've known them, since even before they were up here in Western New York when I used to eat at them down in Georgia and on other road trips. And how does New York have any say to tell Chick-fil-A corporate what to do with their, you know, their personal business model that they've had as long as, you know, they've basically been in existence? That's kind of my thing on it.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'll go back to they knew what they were getting into, and they knew. Yeah, you know, I think Chick-fil-A is a great business. I think it's an excellent choice for the Thruway. Yes, you have to. They're not open on Sunday, and New York State knew that. But Derek, I'm going to tell you this right now: New York State will do anything if it's something they want. They will go run and try to make a new law anytime to get that extra $10.
Oh, they absolutely, and it's sad, too, because, you know, I've been to other states, I've traveled all over. Like you said with the Welcome Center thing, it's so true. The only state I've crossed or between borders where they don't have a Welcome Center is on the 80 and 94 going between Indiana and Chicago, by Hammond into Chicago, because it's too congested, because you got, you know, all those highways, you know, going around Lake Michigan, and you got the metro tracks on the South Shore line going between. But every other state, they got a nice Welcome Center and everything like that. And it's sad because, you know, and I got to be objective, too, because when I travel, I leave at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, when I go see my family in Texas, we just got back 3 weeks ago. I leave at 4 o'clock in the morning. I travel till midnight sometimes. So, yeah, restaurants should be open later, and we should have, you know, multiple options for, you know, to accommodate everybody that's on the road. But, you know, Chick-fil-A is a private business, too, and I respect that, too. And it's sad because New York State's going to eventually lose a lot of the truck traffic that's coming from points westward, like Cleveland, Chicago, out to, like, New England and Boston. They'll take 80 as a toll-free alternative through Pennsylvania, you know, around New York City and up to Boston that way, and we're going to lose out on the revenue, sadly.
Exactly. And they can put whatever law they want in the book. They can't force the truckers to come up here.
Very good point. Well, that's all I got to say, Joe. Thanks a lot. It's a great topic, and, you know, have a good evening.
Hey, Derek, you too. Really appreciate the call. Derek in the Falls. Hey, that's something we have to talk about on another day, is just entering New York. I'm sorry. I live here, and as much as I complain about the politics of New York State, obviously I like it a little bit. I still live here. You know, I love the people in Western New York. Believe it or not, I love the people who disagree. There's a lot of people who can't stand my voice on the radio who I actually have a lot of respect for. I know that sounds crazy. I love the people in Western New York. I do. I love the people here. And I do love it here. I hate the politics, right? I hate the politics in Albany. I do think eventually everything going up in price statewide, when it comes to tolls and gas, and I think the amount of legislation one day could drive me out of here. I do see that. I see why people leave. You know, it's just law after law. You know, it's $10 here, $10 there, $10 here. It's higher tolls. Hey, we're going to get, as soon as we pay for the Thruway, we're going to get rid of the tolls. I mean, I believe they put the Thruway in before I was born, and the tolls are still here. So I can see where that would push me away. But I love New York State. I do. I'm sorry. I love Western New York. Loving New York State, that's a little much. I love Western New York. And it's kind of depressing driving into New York State. You know what I mean? It's the sign, we will bill you. Welcome to New York, we will bill you. No welcome center. You've got the overpasses that should have been painted 25 years ago. And no offense to our great border towns. I hope you're not taking this as an insult. But you drive, you are on the 90. By the way, the 90 is a very popular route. I don't know if this is a newsflash to anyone. The 90 is a popular route. It goes through some major cities in the United States of America. And you're on the 90, Route 90, from Seattle to Boston, Route 90. And you drive on one side, you see this beautiful welcome center. Welcome to Pennsylvania. It's this beautiful big building with nice spacious bathrooms. They've got some vending machines. They probably could put a restaurant in there. But it's a place to pull over and maybe go to the bathroom, make sure everything's all right, get up and walk around. And then in New York State, we have a sign, as you know, says that we will bill you. Welcome to New York. And, oh, next rest stop, 55 miles away. I mean, it is the most uninviting entrance to a state. And I've been actually where Derek was talking about, Indiana, and in Chicago. I know exactly where that's where. But still, that's understandable. There's no excuse for New York to. It's just so uninviting. And then you just have, you know, overpass that paint chips are falling off. You've got signs that have been hit 2 decades ago that for some reason are still in the grass. You know what I mean? Like it is. You go from the beautiful, smooth drive through on the 90 through Erie, right? And don't get me wrong. There are some eyesores when you're about to leave Pennsylvania. You've got the old Days Inn that looks like it's about to fall down. You've got the Super 8 where the paint job actually makes it look even worse. Don't get me wrong. You've got some eyesores driving the 90. But when it comes to what the state has done, putting that beautiful welcome center there, you know, it's very nice. It's very nice. And by the way, that's a joke. I'm sure those hotels are fine. I was trying to give New York some points. I'm sorry. But then in New York, you have nothing like that at the entrance. It's a big sign that says, we will bill you. And then, really, I mean, you have nothing. If you cross over into on the 90 into New York State, you really have nothing till Fredonia. You know what I mean? Like, it's really not a very welcoming entrance to the state of New York, and it's kind of sad. And again, as much as I sit here and complain about New York State and the politics of New York State and the one-party rule of New York State, yeah, I do want what's best for New York State. I do enjoy living here in Western New York, obviously. I would have left after college. I like it here. I like my job here. I like my friends here. I like the people here. So, you know, you can complain and disagree with everything that's going on in Albany, but still want what's best. And I don't know what's better for people coming into the state. Lowering tolls, maybe putting some kind of welcome center, making it more welcoming to coming to New York State, or spend taxpayers' time on the floor of the assembly trying to force a corporation to open on Sundays. I'm not really sure what's more inviting to the I do know exactly what's more inviting to the visitors, but, you know, just another missed opportunity by the state of New York. All right, so we've talked about all that, and believe me, it will come up again. We might talk New York Welcome Center, and what would you put in a New York Welcome Center? That might be tomorrow's topic. That sounds like a good Joe Beamer topic right there. But we are approaching the holidays, and I'm going to ask you this question every day until Friday. And that question is, how much Christmas shopping do you have left? 803-0930, star 930. Have you done any Christmas shopping? Did you have it done in November? Or are you waiting until Friday when you get out of work and try to go to the closest shopping center to get your shopping done? 803-0930, star 930. And how much of your Christmas shopping have you done in person? And how much have you done online? Because let me tell you, over the weekend and today, plazas have been just packed with people. Now, I know that can be a plethora of things, right? You could have people who are getting stuff for holiday parties, right? I understand that. Maybe they're off this week and they're getting all their shopping for their holiday parties done today or over the weekend. But I think a lot of people are using this last week to shop. And now this is going to sound absolutely ridiculous, and I understand that. But there's something kind of festive about going into a packed store the week before Christmas. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's there. Everyone's doing last-minute shopping. You've got a list of, you know, you have in mind what you want for that person, that special someone, and you got to make your way through the store. there is something kind of festive about it, you know? Now, I wouldn't wait till Christmas Eve, okay? I've done that way far too many times. And yes, it's festive, but the stress, and then when you go to a store and they don't have the product you want. By the way, always go, this is what I would do. Go online and make sure they have it in stock before you even start the journey to buy this item. But you go to a store, it's out of stock, you have to go to the customer service. Does any of your stores have this? Oh yeah, our store in West Seneca has this. Oh great. And then, no offense to West Seneca, but then you have to, you know, drive, get on the 90 as we were just talking about, go to West Seneca to get this gift. It can be stressful if you're doing that on Christmas Eve. So I would say get your shopping done before kickoff Saturday night, right? I think that's fair. 803-0930, star 930. What amount of Christmas shopping do you have left to do? And is this a yearly thing? Are you annually a last-minute Christmas shopper? I'm raising my hand. I am. Partially because of the festive feeling of it. Also partially because I just keep pushing it off until the very end. 803-0930, star 930, where do you fit? Now, Christmas shopping. When do you do your Christmas shopping? Are you the kind of person that just does it all throughout the year? I know of these people, right? They see something in July. Oh, I think that would be great for Tanner. And they, you know, they put it away and then and now they have it when December comes along. Or I think more people, most people are like me. Maybe it's more of an age thing. I don't want to say most people. I think millennials, like me, I think we're more likely to wait to the last minute. Now, if you're buying your stuff online, I don't know what last minute is if you're buying online. Like, that's today, right? But if you're buying in person, and I think a lot of people, the holiday time, it's the one time people like to get back to brick and mortar stores, which I wish people would because, you know, keep jobs in the area. But this is the one time people really, I think it's that festive feeling. It's, you know, Christmas time. You go out and you shop because you just see these places swarmed. 803-0930, star 930. And something I brought up earlier that I'd like to bring up in this last segment. Busiest plazas in Western New York. All right, so we're not counting malls. I guess you can count the outlet mall in Niagara Falls, but I don't want to because then that would be the easiest answer. So getting rid of malls, what is the busiest plaza in Western New York? I would say it goes Boulevard. What's the one in Orchard Park? Is that Quaker Crossing? And the one on Transit where Walmart is in Clarence. Those would be my three. Who else would you put on the list? Busiest plazas in Western New York, 803-0930, star 930. And how much of your Christmas shopping is done as we speak at 525 on December 18th, 1 week before Christmas? We are kicking off the greatest week of the year. I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope you're enjoying your day, and I hope you're enjoying the holiday time. 803-0930. I would enjoy hearing from you after this on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yesterday, leaving the Bills game, I tried to go around a couple that was walking way too slow, in my opinion, and I slipped on the mud and may have hit my head a little bit on a car. I'm fine, and no, I was not intoxicated. It was muddy, it was raining, and I lost footing on my shoes. So I had completely... I wanted to completely just ignore that and not bring it up, but I did also land on my elbow when I, you know, bounced off the car onto the ground, and I was just reminded of that injury as I was repositioning myself in the chair. So I thought I would share that with the audience. I got to say this before we get to the calls. I talked earlier about being humbled, right? I think the county executive has an ego, and that's why he doesn't like criticism because it, you know, in his mind, you know, he has to have this ego. He has this power. But I've been humbled so many times, and I don't mean like in awful ways, right? But I guess I've just never let myself get to a point where I think, oh, you know, I'm better. I've never thought I was better than anyone. I just don't have this ego. And it's amazing that people in Western New York, I'll say, have an ego about them. You know, like, oh, well, I wrote this in my blog. Buddy, no one reads your blog, right? Or I said this on my Twitter page. And here's the thing. Like, because you have 11,000 followers, that doesn't mean anything, right? How many of those are real people? You can have 11,000 followers. There used to be a co-host of a popular radio show, national radio show that I used to listen to all the time. And when that show broke up, you know, that person had 100, 200,000 followers. But when they would tweet something out, they'd have, you know, one or two likes. So how much does it mean how many followers you have if none of your stuff's getting likes or comments? But again, I post a lot of crap on my Twitter about Virginia Tech and stuff, and I realize no one's going to like that or comment on it. But I don't post it with an ego. I don't care if no one. I'm just showing my celebration that, you know, Virginia Tech has all these people coming back. But it is funny. So if I did have an ego, I've had three things happen in the last few months that would definitely humble any ego that I had building. I mentioned the one at the awards or the Hall of Fame dinner, where I sat down and the person next to me said, "Oh, could you please move? We were hoping David would sit here." And again, I'd rather sit next to David than me, anyways. I completely agreed with the person. But if I had an ego about me, that would probably, you know, humble me or bring me down. Another time was, so you know, I've been doing some fill-ins in St. Louis, and the host came back last week and did not know my name. Again, why would he know my name? But there are so many people, I don't want to say in this business, because not anyone that I work with, but there are so many people that would, oh my gosh, how could you not remember who I am? Like, oh, I was filling in for that person. Of course they wouldn't know who I was. But I could see how that would bother, you know, someone. And then last week at the client party, we had all these all the personalities here going up and giving stuff away and, you know, saying stuff on the mic, except for me. Now, again, I realize I'm like at the bottom of the hosting chain here at WBEN, right? I'm still, compared to everyone else here, pretty much new to this. But it's funny, there are some people who, you know, they do one thing behind a mic and their ego just shoots right up. And I'm fortunate. I think it's I don't know what it was. Maybe it's just my lack of confidence. But I'm good. I don't have that ego. And even if I did, you know, you have these things to kind of humble you. And I think we all need that. We all need a humbling and to realize that we're just one person, right? We're not better than anyone. We shouldn't be talking down to anyone. And it's really sad to go back to our first topic of the day, that we do have elected officials here in Erie County who seemingly the only way they can talk to their constituents is to talk down to them. 803-0930, star 930. Tom in Williamsville wants to talk about the Bills. Tom, thanks for hanging on.
Did you notice just how tough the Bills were last night, offense and defense?
Oh, yeah. Tom, this team is getting tougher the last three games. It's the toughest I have seen them all season.
I can tell you something even tougher than that.
What's that?
Today is Keith Richards' 80th birthday.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. He was supposed to be dead before he was 30.
Well, God love Keith Richards. 80 years old today, and the Rolling Stones about to go on another tour at 80 years old, Tom. That's amazing.
Here's the thing that I could never understand why people said this about him. All the stuff he did, and you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
How did he keep coming up with all this music while he was loaded all the time?
It's maybe that's a question we got to ask Keith Richards. We got to get him on the show.
I don't think he'd give you the time of day. But anyway.
Hey, Tom.
I thought to myself, it's almost, you know when Al Michaels said, "Do you believe in miracles?"
That's what you're saying on Keith Richards' birthday?
Yes.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the call. Tom in Williamsville. You know, I'm glad he brought up Keith Richards. We've been running the spot for the Four Seasons, Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. And there is no sarcasm to this. This is 100% honest. I would love to go see Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons this summer at Fallsview. Frankie Valli will be 90 when they get to Western New York. He turns 90 in May. Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. You know, a lot of people, like Kiss, you know, a lot of people do their final farewell tour. I do believe at 90, this is Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons farewell tour, and I would love to go see it. I love the Four Seasons music, you know. I sound like I'm doing an ad here. Spread over decades. But it is. I mean, Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry. There's a plethora of songs. I've only named two. But Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, I would love to go see that show. It's funny. So I've talked about this numerous times, going down YouTube rabbit holes. And I don't know, it must have been the spot we were playing for Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. I ended up going down a rabbit hole of Neil Sedaka on American Bandstand. I'm not even making it up. It was Happy Birthday, Sweet 16. And Breaking Up is Hard to Do. Oh, Carol. Hey, Little Devil. Calendar Girl. Now, some of these were American. It started with American Bandstand videos and then, you know, local TV appearances and singing Solitaire in the 70s. I'm 35 years old. In the year 2023, at 35 years old, I went down probably an hour worth of Neil Sedaka videos on YouTube. Me and my son sitting on the couch. This was like 2 weeks ago. And I just was watching Neil Sedaka live performances. And I use that word very loosely, Tanner, because, yeah, some of those were live performances, like when he was singing Solitaire. But that American Bandstand, that wasn't a live performance. He's just lip-syncing. How did Milli Vanilli get in so much trouble? All these acts in the 50s and 60s on TV were lip-syncing. And Milli Vanilli's the one that gets caught. No, I realize Milli Vanilli was not singing their own music, and these guys were. They were just lip-syncing on their television appearances. And another thing I noticed, and this was big like in the 60s and 70s, the mid-song clap, or the beginning of the song clap, you know what I mean? When, you know, it's, hey, Neil Sedaka, and, you know, everyone's clapping, and then the clap stops, and he's you know, starting to sing the song, and he goes, there was a man, and they start clapping again when they realize what song it is. I've known this with old Barry Manilow videos, too. You know, they clap, and the song ends, and then the instrumental, and he hits that first note, and people start clapping again. No offense, it's great. I'm glad we got rid of that. How many times can we clap? All right, you clap at the end of the song. That's a great performance. You hit the first note. I'm supposed to cheer that on. But I noticed that was very popular in the 60s and 70s when I watched these live performances of, you know, we're talking slower songs, you know, like Neil Sedaka, which, by the way, Breaking Up is Hard to Do is not supposed to be a slow song, but we won't get into that. But, you know, like the Neil Sedakas, the Barry Manilows, you know, they come out on the stage and they're singing a slow song and they hit that first note and everyone starts clapping again. It's a little too much clapping for me. I'll clap at the end of the song, when you're done with it. But these are the interesting things that go on. If you're wondering, what is Joe Beamer like when he signs off the radio, which I'm sure no one's ever asked themselves that question. But now you get a little insight into the crazy stuff I do, like going down Neil Sedaka rabbit holes on YouTube. Definitely a little different than, you know, the things I would do in my late 20s when I first started hosting. But that's, again, a different topic for a different day. 803-0930, star 930, asking you important questions, like, have you finished your Christmas shopping? I'm going to ask this question every day this week. This is going to be the recurring topic. Now, we won't spend an hour on it. We might spend 10 minutes on it. But I want a check-in. I want you to, we need a checkup. How much of your Christmas shopping have you gotten done? When do you plan on finishing it? And are you a last-minute shopper? Or are you one of these people that's going to call in and say, Joe, I had my Christmas shopping done in September? See, I think that would be difficult for me to do the next 18 years, because I think it's going to be difficult to especially the next like 10 or 11 years, right? If a 2 or 3 year old likes something in July or August, they might not still like it in December. So that might be a risk to buy your child something early on. That might always have to be a last minute thing. I don't know. We'll find out as time goes. I've only got a 7 month old, so we'll see. 803-0930, *930 is the number to get on. Don't forget, later this week, this is going to be a nice look back on what was, you know, it's going to be a nice look back and remember on a weekend, on a Christmas that we will never forget in Western New York. You know, sadly, we lost 47 lives. People were stuck in their cars for days. And it's a weekend that we will just never forget. You hope lessons were learned. And you hope that we don't get another storm like that for some time. But this week, myself, David, Tom, and some of the other people that were here during the blizzard last year are going to take the air and revisit those 3 days here at the WBEN studio and the work that was done on and off air. And, you know, like I said to Matt when he called in, you know, I 100% the station is not the mouthpiece for any political party or political ideology. That's not what we are. We are a news talk station. Us hosts have our opinions. We have our newsroom. But when there is a situation breaking in Western New York, we'll be there, right? We'll be there live. And the blizzard was one of those things. And it is something that I will never forget. And, you know, we have a lot of fun hosting and doing these, and doing our opinion shows and talking with you, the audience. But I think the most important work I have done, and I think that we have done, is our coverage during that blizzard, being live and local throughout the weekend, being there, right? That is, at the end of the day, what talk radio, what radio is about, is being there when the community needs you the most. And I think WBEN was up for the challenge, and we were here, and we talked to those in the community that needed help, those that wanted to put information out there. We talked to elected officials, and, you know, that is what we will always do. Anytime something breaks, we will be there for you. And if it's a blizzard, if it's any type of breaking situation, we are there for you. And you know what? There's other stations in the area that can't say that. Not only were they not live during the blizzard, they weren't live at all. And we were, and we always will be. We will always be there. And we are going to revisit that one day this week. Me, David, Tom, and some of the other people that were here during the blizzard. We will revisit last year's blizzard. There is, and I know no one listening cares, but I have to mention this. Old Dominion was up 28-0 in this bowl game. And we are an extra point away from it being tied. It is tied at 35 with 19 seconds left. I mean, come on. The excitement of bowl season, Old Dominion and Western Kentucky. Again, it's supposed to be the Bahamas Bowl, but they're playing it in Charlotte this year. Yeah, I know. Confusing. but, hey, tomorrow we'll be back here, and we'll be taking your calls. And if you're listening now and you're going to be at the Amherst meeting tonight, would you please take some time out of your day tomorrow and give us a call? We would love an update. We would love to know what exactly went on at that meeting tomorrow. So if you're driving to that meeting now or you're going to be there tonight, could you hopefully put some time aside tomorrow in the 2 o'clock hour, give me a call and tell us what we learned. Tell us what the mood of the meeting was and what kind of discussions were going on back and forth. We'd like to hear that. It's a story that's not going away. And, you know, you might have people out there that say, oh, this is, you're just carrying one side. Well, I think 11% tax hike in Amherst, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, I don't care where you stand politically, that's a big story. So it's something we're definitely going to dive into again tomorrow. So if you're going to that meeting, please give me a call in the 2 o'clock hour. I'd really appreciate it. And look forward to talking with you on that. And yeah, maybe we'll talk welcome centers. If New York had a welcome center, what would be in it? What would you put in the New York welcome center? Let's have a little fun. Let's not, it's the week of Christmas. I don't want to do too many more negative topics this week. Like, we do have to talk about the Amherst 11% tax hike. I understand. I'll probably go off about the Erie County gas tax break being lifted. But let's try for positive and uplifting topics as we get closer to Christmas. A week away from today. A week away from today, it will almost be over. And as a texter said, a lot of people the next day, decorations are gone, the Christmas music's done. I hate that. Christmas music, Christmas decorations, I think at the very least, you have that going through New Year's Day, right? You want to say that the holiday season ends on January 2nd? Fine. I'm not going to argue with you. But if I see your tree at the curb on December 26th, I get a little upset. Come on. Keep the spirit going. Why does it have to be over on the 26th? Keep the spirit of the season. Keep the love of the season. New Year's Eve. Let's all just be festive and happy and love one another. I'm going to end every show like this, Tanner. Every show I'm going to end like this week. I'm just letting you know. We can have our disagreements, but let's use the holidays to love one another. And I love the fact that you listened today. Thank you so much for the phone calls, the text messages. I really appreciate you. And I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock on WBEN.